Well, that was the end of Valette. A year or so later, I hear that Earl Shockley is in Göttingen looking for bright physics students. Actually, Shockley and Jim Fisk, later president of Bell Labs, had gone to Europe in the spring of 1954. Fisk had gone to Heidelberg, where he had studied, and Shockley had gone to Göttingen. Maybe they went to other places, look for bright young students. I hear about this, I immediately run to Meyer and said, they're even looking for that, not more. Well, Meyer said, I'll have to write to the director of acoustic research at Bell Labs, someone called Winston E. Koch, tomorrow, so I'll put in a few lines. And I was on very good terms with the secretary, later she became my secretary. And so I asked her, did he remember putting in a few lines for me? And of course, a good secretary should never do that, betray the trust. She said he put in a whole page for you. I said, thank you very much. This is good. And about 2 weeks later, I get an invitation to meet in Cove in London, in the lobby of the Dorchester Hotel. And he asked me about my thesis and so forth. Then I asked him about their laboratories and his, the Bell system. And he says, well, it's AT&T and there's Western Electric, and there are 23 operating companies, like New Jersey Bell, whatever, and Southern Bell, and so forth. And then, during his recitation, he stopped in the middle of the sentence. We were sitting in the lobby of the Dorchester, and he was looking this way, turning his head slowly, slowly. It took about 2 minutes. A young lady had appeared from a door in the distance of the lobby, the other end of the lobby, crossed the whole lobby, and then disappeared to the revolving door. And he stopped in mid-sentence. And then he said, yes, and then there's Southwestern Bell, and so on, and continued his recitation. I found this remarkable, and I must say that the opinion that I formed of my future boss, I never had to change that again, you know. And so 25 years later, I go back to the Dorchester lobby to the day, April 25, 1954 was the original, the original date. And well, the lobby is still there, but at the end of the lobby, there is a kind of a hat check counter. And an old lady is behind me. I go up to her and I said, could it be that on this day, April 21st, 1954, that is 25 years ago, a young woman would have appeared from the door behind you, it was about 2 p.m., and crossed the lobby and then exited by the revolving door. She must have thought, well, I was from Scotland Yard or something, you know. And, oh, she said, oh, yes, of course. 2 p.m. Is the change of guard or something. And this entrance was, at that point anyhow, an entrance for the service personnel, chambermaids and so forth. So it probably was one of our chamber maids. And I said, how do you know all this? Oh, she said, I've been here for 30 years. So I had finally gotten to the bottom of this beautiful young woman 25 years later. And she, to this day, I'm sure, thinks Scotland Yard still solving a murder. Okay, so...
So Koch was impressed?
Yeah, Koch was impressed, and he said he had to go to Scotland on military business, underwater sound business, and maybe in Loch Ness, I don't know. And he said, look, you are a foreigner, and in that, which means the president, Merv Kelly, at that point, has to approve any offer of employment, and so it will take 6 weeks. And to the day, 6 weeks later, in early June 1954, I get this letter from Bell Labs, $640 per month. I could have gone to Siemens, for 500 marks a month, you know. And here's a much better company, that offers me five times as much. You know.
Mm-hmm.